At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sorry, Kevin Durant was on the Cavs and Darius Garland was off to Phoenix. What would you, I wonder how you would have felt. I wonder what the electricity would have been like in this town. I think fans would have been super pumped if the Cavs could have pulled off that deal. I can't imagine it would just been that straight up of a deal. There'd have to be more to it.
But. Which is exactly why everybody needs to sit back and let the front office do what it is they have to do this offseason. And everybody says, "No, you got to keep them, and you got to keep the core four together. You must keep them together." Oh, wait a minute, Durant. Well, wait a minute. Let's give that another thought.
Or are you surprised?
Well, why would you be surprised if you're going to be in trade talks?
I'm asking you.
If you're going to be in trade talks,
were you surprised that they were trying to get involved? It's not so much Garland being traded because I think everyone's kind of said, okay, if they want to get better, they're going to have to trade. If they want to get better under the salary cap restrictions they have, someone from the core four is probably going to have to go. So, but the bigger question is Durant. Were you surprised they went for Durant?
No.
What would this team have looked like with Durant?
It would have been phenomenal. I mean, what does this team need? Need somebody on the wing who can kick some butt. What has Kevin Durant done for about 17 years? Kicked butt from the wing. Andy, if this team had Donovan Mitchell, Kevin Durant, and Evan Mobley, they would be the favorites to win the NBA championship, not the Eastern Conference. I'm sorry, OKC. That would have been a phenomenal trio together. And I'm not even counting Jared Allen because you might have had to have thrown him in. And you know what I think about Jared.
Sure.
But it also would signify this. The only takeaway out of the news, and you know, it was an assumption. Well, if they were actually a wild card in the Durant trade, then it obviously had to involve Darius Garland, I thought, because they have tons of shooting guards in Phoenix, and they could have put Darius Garland at point, and they could have, you know, that there's that plan. But it signifies this. The team might be willing to make a short-term run rather than build long-term. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, that's
because Durant's 37, and
they've never been scared to do that, though.
Well, Darius is. Well, that's because you had a guy named LeBron.
Yeah,
so you were always going short-term, but you would have brought in a 37-year-old star player and would have dispatched an extremely competent guard who's in his mid to lower 20s. Forget how old Darius is. How old is Darius? 24? 25?
Right. Yeah.
Well, you would have been going short term. And, all right, we're going to win one this year or next. Because you're not going to, you're losing draft choices. Durant's pushing 40. Doesn't, in this day and age in the NBA, that doesn't mean a whole lot anymore. If you're a certain caliber of a player. Look at LeBron. Look at Durant. Durant's still playing great basketball. I don't like short term moves,
Mm-hmm.
You know that. I would have applauded that move.
I just don't know how the Cavs were. I mean, yes, they were a wild card in this thing, and you'd have to wonder if Phoenix, what Phoenix would have truly wanted from the Cavaliers to make that happen. Because, right, they end up with...
they ended up with two good guards and a 10th overall pick.
And 5 second rounders?
Yeah, well, that's you know...
What is that? Like, you know, it's like...
It's something to throw into future trades. That's all that is.
I'm like,
no, nobody accumulates second round picks with the idea of, oh, we're going to find great players there.
They get
them to throw into trades.
So it's really a 1 for 5, 6, 7, 8.
Well, and you collected some assets, you know, assets that you can move in other deals. It just sweetens the pot a little bit.
So what I'm just wondering, what could the Cavs have offered?
Darius Garland and Jared Allen.
And anything else?
Or
5 second rounders? I don't know.
Jared Allen and Darius Garland, I'll bet, would have gotten it done. And some second round picks. And maybe your first rounder in 2031. Although I don't know if you needed to do that.
I wonder if the deal maker was the 10th pick in the draft.
Absolutely.
You think it was?
Yeah, from all analysis that's been done on this, though Jalen Green was a high draft choice and has a pretty high ceiling, and Dylan Brooks is a pretty solid NBA player, the asset that Phoenix apparently really wanted was the 10th overall pick. And now they have, you know, they'll get a player there who will play for them. They have an abundance of shooting guards, so there are more trades to come out of there. You know, they have Devin Booker. You're going to keep Booker with Jalen Green and Dylan Brooks? Maybe. You know, could you move on with some of those guys? Yep, you could maybe move on from some of those guys. They could be trading some of the guys they just got from Houston. Bradley Beal is there on a monstrous contract. Will somebody take Bradley Beal's contract in a deal? Good luck. They might have to buy him out.
So Phoenix has what then tonight? They've got 29 and 10. I don't know if that's enough to make somebody want to trade and move if they wanted to try to keep moving up, if they wanted something better. I don't. We're going to talk more about the draft coming up at 1 o'clock with Ricky O'Donnell from SB Nation. He is going to give us everything we need to know about the draft. So I kicked this out to you. Is this something you wish the Cavs could have figured out? Could they have figured out a way to send Darius Garland and for Kevin Durant to try to get Durant to come here? And then the other question that comes into play is, are you going to be content if they stay pat, if they stay where they are right now?
Why not?
I don't have a problem with them staying where they are right now.
If you don't find the right deal, Andy, there's no sense in making a deal, obviously. And finding the right deal will be a challenge. I mean, it will. You're going to have to find a team that has an asset you want and they really want fill in the blank. I would assume that's Darius.
Ken is in Brooklyn, the mayor. What's up, Ken? How are you?
Hi, Ken.
Well, it's draft day tomorrow. Obviously, you've been talking about it. First of all, I would not make that deal for Kevin Durant. What is Kevin Durant right now? He doesn't play any defense. He's not near the rim. And he sits out there and jacks up jump shots. Why do I want that at 37 years old? I don't want that. Not for the guys that you would say they'll have to take to make that package work.
Apparently the Cavs didn't for that package either.
Yeah, Ken. Okay, which is good. And like you just said, Jeff, if they bring everything back, that's great. Now, what do we do in this pick? I want to go to Brooklyn. Not just Brooklyn, Ohio, but Brooklyn, the Nets.
And they have a lot of first-rounders.
They've got, what, 4 first-rounders in this draft?
They have a lot of assets.
Like that. They got something like that, okay? Go to a team that has a number of first-round picks, would be willing to trade. You know, there's players on this team that I would like to trade, okay? But the guy that I want plays in the Big East. And he plays at a school that a lot of people don't know, but my second cousin happened to go there. Okay, but that's not the reason why I want him.
Jeff and I were wondering, of all of your cousins, which one is your favorite?
That second
to
cousin
to try to make a Cavalier move with. Yes,
that's important.
Very important.
Okay, now that I've mentioned Creighton, do you know the guy that I want, Jeff?
No, but I read about
him. You're not a big college basketball.
No, I'm not a big college basketball guy, except for the Mac.
Ryan Kalkbrenner is a legitimate 7-footer. We talked about wanting another big. He's a 7-footer, a DPOY player. I think every year at Creighton.
All right, but then if you have a defensive player of the year, you have one playing forward for you.
20 points a game.
Okay, so then what are you going to do? Are you bringing him in and keeping your two bigs?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Because we need another big.
Yes, we do. Ken, that's exactly right. Thank you. Thank you for knowing that.
Yeah, Jeff. As much as I love Tristan Thompson, I need a guy that can play, not a towel waver and a cheerleader. All right? I need a guy that's going to play. And Ryan Kalkbrenner is a little bit older because he has a five-year – he spent 5 years at Creighton with the COVID year. Okay? Mm-hmm. This kid can play. All right? And this kid has been going up the draft boards steadily.
ESPN has him marked as 32nd.
Well, he's been as low as 40-something.
Yeah.
They think he could be in a late first or early second. I want this kid. That's the guy you got to get. You're not going to get those top players, but this is a big-time draft.
And Ken, the hope is they can find somebody in the second round that can help them, you know, because that's one of the assets that they have. There's also been rumblings they could trade both of those second-round picks, trade out. You're going to have to find some players that come in and help this bench. I think the bench needs rebuilt more than busting up the core four, which there's no reason to do unless you get a talent that you think, yep, that's going to put us over the top. You've got to redo the bench. It wasn't effective down the stretch. You have some guys there that can play. They were great in the regular season, but I just think you're going to have to add some and maybe a little different look on that bench. You know, different types of players. And my hope is that maybe Strus is coming off the bench and Jalen Tyson. I would like to keep those two guys. I like Dean Wade, but Dean might be an asset that you might be able to turn into something.
All right, so there you have it. Ryan Kalkbrenner, according to the scouts that we have on this show, Ken in Brooklyn, his cousin says he is awesome. Who does your cousin?
That second cousin.
So who does your second cousin think the Cavaliers should take? Tell me, why don't you let us know at 216-474-0092. But really, would you be okay if the Cavs just kind of stand pat? The second apron absolutely is just suffocating this team if they want to make a move with outside the core four. I just don't see it. 216-474-0092, Baskin and Phelps. 92.3, The Fan.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Mary Kay Cabot's going to talk Browns with us coming up in less than 20 minutes. We'll check in with Mary Kay, see what the latest is on the Browns, even though it feels like things aren't really going big news coming out of there. You never know. You never know when we talk to Mary Kay. So obviously when the Browns are a topic, there's something to talk about, and we will talk to her again in like 19 minutes. Jeff, you know, as we sat there and we talked about, you know, this Darius Garland being dangled out there for Kevin Durant and, you know, what does it say
according to a report, right?
Yeah, and then also, what does it say, if it's true, and we're assuming it is, what does that say about the Cavs' offseason plans? You know, would you be happy if they kind of stay where they are? Then over the weekend, you know, or in game seven, you know, you have the big injury. Boston had a big injury. And then you wonder, did the Cavs, you know, chances of winning the East get better by the fact that you've got, you know, two major players that are hurt in the East? And you know, you were talking about the 4 seed, you're talking about the 1 seed going into this year's playoffs. And then, you know, if you just kind of look ahead and try to figure out, and I just think it's way too early to do this, but, you know, you start looking at odds and FanDuel and, you know, just kind of looking at some of the FanDuel research, they've got the Cavs as the favorite in the East. Now, is that
number two in the NBA?
Yeah. Does that mean that they're, you know, because of betting purposes, that people are like, oh, I'll take that bet.
That's correct.
Or does FanDuel actually believe the Cavaliers are the best team in the East, will win the Eastern Conference and make it to the NBA Finals? I don't know if that's their job. Their job is to try to make you bet one way or another.
That is correct.
So what did you think when you saw that, though? Is that, I think your immediate reaction is, wow, FanDuel thinks the Cavs are going to win the East? Huh, how about that?
Who else would be the team?
Knicks, maybe.
Cavs had the best record in the regular season.
Okay, we saw what that meant.
Knicks don't have a coach. Celtics don't have their star player. Pacers don't have their star player. And they're not going to jump the gun and put Orlando in there. So that didn't surprise me, Andy. I kind of assumed that would be the case. If Tatum were healthy, I bet the Celtics would have been that team. But he's not. And just because the betting odds are the way they are, it doesn't mean the Cavs are gonna do that.
No, imagine if Indiana would have won. I mean, you were talking about the 4 seed winning an NBA title. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, Indiana was 34-14 from January on. They were terrific, and that's what you're gonna have to deal with here. The Cavs should be good again next season in the regular season. Probably in the top four, I would imagine top two or three. But will they be a better playoff team? Maybe. You know, you got to keep it together. Just remember what the Celtics did. And everybody's talked about, well, they were patient with Tatum and Brown. Yeah, and changed everybody else around them. So expect that. If Kobe Altman does bring back the core four, which quite possible, don't be stunned if, you know, there's an entirely new bench on this team or an entirely three or four different guys in the rotation. It could happen. Might be Jalen Tyson. You know, they drafted him for a reason. I like him. I think he's an interesting prospect, and let's see what he might be able to do.
Just looking at those odds, though, do you think the Cavs are the team to beat in the East going into next season? I don't feel that. I don't have an overwhelming feeling. I could understand why someone would want to make that argument, but I couldn't stand on the soapbox in the middle of, in the middle of the square over by Terminal Tower, Public Square, and say, Cavs are the team to beat. Like, I'm not feeling that.
Plus, you'd have people in, you know, ambulances with white coats walking up to you and saying, hello, sir. How are you today?
I'll be like, I'm fine. My name is Jeff Phelps.
One thing about this, and Dan came in and he said, you know, the East is wide open this year. Okay, if the East is wide open, I don't know that that's a good thing for the Cavs. You know, that's what you're hearing from all of the big time analysts. Boy, the East is wide open. Oh, really? So you don't believe in the Cavs? Because if the East is wide open, well, then the team that won 64 games probably didn't impress people enough because shouldn't they be the favorite? They should be the favorite.
They're not an overwhelming favorite either. I mean, the Knicks are right behind.
Right. So if you look at it, Andy, for the sake of the argument, drop Boston and Indiana down. Do that at your own peril.
Okay.
Because I think they'll both be very good, even without their best players. And they'll figure out a way to compete. I don't know that they're going to win the thing, but they'll compete.
Yeah, but I would probably say that if Boston doesn't have their best player, Indiana doesn't have their best player, the Cavs are better than both those teams. They should be.
Well, they were this in the regular season anyway.
Well, you mean overall record or head-to-head? Like when
overall
you actually watch them play against each other?
Overall record. That's all I'm going on here.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because once you get in the playoffs, it's a different world.
I can't overwhelmingly say that the Cavs were in watching the Cavs and Pacers play against you. I can't overwhelmingly say, oh, the Cavs are way better than...
I don't think they are. But without Tyrese Halliburton, you would have to give the Cavs the nod.
Yes.
Certainly.
Yeah.
At least on paper now as we sit here in late June. I mean, a lot of things can happen. And, you know, those teams might go out, Andy, and pick somebody up because they think, all right, he's out for the year, and we're not giving up a year. We're going for it. We're going to go get somebody. I would keep an eye on Orlando, man. That Desmond Bain trade gives them a real nice group.
Orlando and Boston have the same odds on FanDuel. Same odds.
Orlando is going to be nasty. Desmond Bain can play. And put him with Franz Wagner and Paolo Banchero, not to mention Suggs if he stays healthy. I think Orlando is going to be really good.
Dan, I
think they'd be sneaky money. If you're looking to bet to win the NBA championship next year, Orlando's sneaky money.
Dan, are you comfortable saying the Cavs are the team to beat in the East next year? Are you comfortable saying that?
No.
Do you believe the Cavs can win the East next year?
Yes.
Okay.
I agree with Dan.
Do you need me to explain?
Yes.
Okay. The reason I think that is because I think we're going to see a leap from Evan Mobley. You can see he started to make one offensively. I think we're going to see more of it. I want to see what year two of Kenny Atkinson looks like. You know, year one is all about laying down a foundation. Year two is about building on top of that foundation. So I want to see the wrinkles that come out of it. I want to see how this offense evolves. And I want to see if this offense stays instead of just magically disappearing in playoff series. I wonder what year, you know, more time does to this group. And I don't think if the Cavs walk into next season making, you know, a couple things off the edge, but like nothing massive, I think this Cavs team easily could win the East and could represent the East in the finals as well if the growth takes place that I think could be there. I don't think this is a doomed team. I don't think it's a flawed team. I just think it's a young team. And so I wonder if Father Time might be the best thing for them.
Could be.
What's the gap? I'll ask both of you guys this then. What's the gap between the Knicks and the Cavs?
I don't know that there is a gap. Knicks are going to be busy too.
The coach? I mean, could that be the difference?
I mean, one team
I don't think
has
so.
One.
I mean, you well, one team has Andy one. Was the coach of the one. Year, yeah.
Latest rumblings, James Borrego, who, of course, was a finalist for the Cavs gig, and I think he's a good coach. I think he'd be a nice fit there. Mike Brown apparently has been interviewed for the job. Same thing with Taylor Jenkins from Memphis. If I had to pick one or the other, if I was in New York, I'd take Taylor Jenkins.
Every single team in the East is flawed. And it's going to be a question of which flawed team figures out the best way to cover up their flaw.
The interesting thing about being flawed, though they're flawed, they're also all pretty good. They're 4, 5, 6 teams. There's a team we haven't mentioned yet that you need to keep an eye on, too.
Philly? Who?
J.B. Bickerstaff's Detroit Pistons.
Yeah, we've heard anything about them.
And if Joel Embiid can stay healthy, oh my goodness.
I'm done playing.
Could I say anything more preposterous than that? Look out for Philadelphia.
Yeah, I'm not even playing that game anymore.
I understand.
I understand. He's like Zion Williamson to me. I pencil him in for 45 games, and that's the end of it. Like,
well, if he's there for the right 45, look out.
Are the Bucks locked? Can they make any moves to get better?
Not really. But again, you've got Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing because their odds are just under. Detroit's right behind Indiana. Indiana's plus 4,500. Detroit is plus 6,500, and then Milwaukee's plus 8,000.
I mean, that guy.
Milwaukee could be really good, too.
The whole thing with them is the thing with the East is there are so many teams that are like, okay, get me in the playoffs, and then let's see what this looks like. That's the part that's going to be so interesting about it. It's just how many teams are like, get me in the playoffs, and let's see what this looks like. Mm-hmm. And I'll point the same thing to the Cavs. I wonder if them going for the amount of wins that they did, I wonder if next year you see them vie for the 4 seed. And just kind of play things a little bit differently instead of going for the regular season wins.
Yeah, it's just a difficult.
I think they just happened, by the way, the regular season wins. They didn't try to become the best team record wise. I think they just were. And I don't think they're going to purposely not try to win 64 games again. They'll try to go nuts. I just think they'll be hard pressed to do it. I think they'll be hard pressed to stay healthy. Only because,
or at least have the same kind of luck they had during the regular season.
Right, they had really good fortune in the regular season, and keep your fingers crossed that can happen again.
Bill is in Parma. Hey, Bill.
William.
Hey, good morning, you guys. Great program. I really discuss basketball.
Abel. Yeah, sorry, we're having a little bit of trouble with your line. Go ahead, though. It sounds like it's clear.
All right. Can you hear me now?
No, we haven't. Do me a favor, Bill. Call me right back. I'll even hold the line for you. Just call right back just because
thank you.
That Love line's it. Not working. So, I ask you, are you comfortable saying the Cavaliers are the team to beat in the Eastern Conference? I'm not. I agree with everybody that says the East is wide open and where can they go with this thing and how can they get there? And I don't think they can make a lot of moves. I don't think they can make a major move to get this thing to roll.
They're clearly one of the top four teams in the league, in the East, clearly.
Hmm. I do have 1 minute here. Bill, go ahead. Sorry. Bill, what do you got for us?
Hey, thanks a lot. You know, I agree that it's going to be, I think it's going to be tighter.
Bill, we'll try it a little bit later in the
Bill,
show.
You're in a cellar.
Yeah, I don't know. You're in a bad spot right there. Thanks, man. All right, well, we gave it our best effort. And look at that. I was able to hold the phone line for him as all the other phone lines were on blast. You know who is coming up next? It is Mary Kay Cabot. Mary Kay Cabot's going to talk a little Browns with us. And that is next right here on Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.